Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We're going to dive back into real or fake. Didn't get to everybody in the AFC. Got NFC teams to get to as well. Just saw this. It came out last night. Loyola Chicago. How about this? Sister Jean, RIP, 106 years old. Loyola Chicago this year is going to wear their jerseys with a Sister Jean patch.
Love it.
Of her on the sleeve. So
let's go. I love that.
That's cool. Good.
Yeah. So
very cool.
The power of Sister Jean. Look, it helped the power of Bob Uecker got the Brewers to the NLCS, right?
Yeah.
So maybe the power of Sister Jean can get that mid-major to – are they considered a mid-major? Loyola Chicago?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Let them get back into the dance. What a run that was in the day from Chicago.
Yeah, it's great, man. Let me read you a couple of tweets real fast just before we get back into this real fake. This guy, Scott Kazmir, I think.
Kazmir?
It's Kazmir.
Former pitcher?
It's Kazmir.
Yeah.
He's an NFL writer, right? He puts out this tweet. He says, Patrick Mahomes has the most touchdown passes, 262, through 128 games in NFL history. He's played 120 games. So...
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
To which some idiot in Denver quote tweets it and says, Bo Nix gonna shatter Mahomes records, TBH. Scott Kazmir retweets that one and says, Bo Nix needs 25 touchdown passes on Sunday versus Houston to tie Mahomes for the most touchdown passes through 26 games, which is 69. So if Bo Nix goes out and has 25 touchdown passes against Houston, he will tie Patrick Mahomes for the most touchdown passes through 26 games of their career with 69. So he's only got 25 to go.
God, he's so stupidly good.
I mean, it really like stuff like that that you start to look at. Like, we know how good Patrick Mahomes is, right? How good is Patrick Mahomes? Let me tell you how good Patrick Mahomes is. He has more touchdown passes in 120 games than most people have in 128.
Yeah.
He's, you know, Bo Nix is 25 touchdowns shy of tying Patrick Mahomes for the most touchdown passes through 26 games. I mean, so, and also, too, Patrick Mahomes played 26 games and already had 69 touchdown passes. Nice, right? I mean, what a number that is.
Crazy.
It's crazy how good Patrick Mahomes is. I don't know that there's ever going to be anybody that comes after Patrick Mahomes in our lifetime that's going to put up numbers like him and take the league by storm like he's doing. He came out so hot and so fast and so unbelievably awesome in that first year, it's left every record in the dust right now.
I love that he's now the creator of the skewed stat that you're talking about, right? Like, what did I show you this morning? The Mahomes, since 2020. Since 2020, Josh Allen, 254 touchdowns, leads the NFL, Mahomes, 234. But we're not going to count the 2 years that Mahomes played prior, way through for 50 in 1 year.
That's right.
And Josh Allen played the year prior to 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Allen was drafted in 2018, started.
Well, it used to be with Patrick Mahomes, they would do all these, you know, these stats and whatnot. They'd say, other than Patrick Mahomes, comma, who, you know?
Or what they would do is as a rookie, these numbers are like, yeah, Mahomes didn't play an entire, he played
one game as a
and
rookie.
Didn't throw a touchdown.
Right.
But clearly it was like, oh man.
But see, you're going to what happened to me yesterday. I'm sitting down on the couch and for whatever reason I flipped on ESPN. And I do realize I just get dumber when I watch ESPN. I mean, some of the stuff that they spew on that network is just, it's just ignorant. It's dumb. And it was SportsCenter, and some guy named Joe was hosting, and I don't know who that was. And they were interviewing Marcus Spears, who I love to death. Marcus Spears, like, he's one of the few people on ESPN that has a brain.
They're kind of giving me good vibes on that show, similar to the TNT, or I guess now ESPN show. Jason Kelce.
The Monday Night Football?
Yeah. Kelce, Spears, and Van Pelt.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a great
question. It is, yes.
They're meshing.
Spears is phenomenal. I've loved Spears for years. I even when this whole thing started with the Chiefs, he had the line years ago. He goes, "We all know damn well who the best team is. Stop coming up with these stupid topics." Like he said, like, "I love you. I'm in," right? And so some guy named Joe is on the desk there for ESPN and SportsCenter. And again, I don't know who Joe's name is. And I'm listening to this thing yesterday. I was on him for like 3 minutes. And the host was downplaying the Chiefs, this guy Joe. He says, "You know, they've only beat the Commodes and the Raiders in the last 2 weeks." To which Marcus Spears says, "Joe, they beat Detroit 3 weeks ago, and I damn well know you had them as a Super Bowl contender." And Joe goes, "Coming up next on SportsCenter," like just moved right on, wow, knowing that he just got called out. But this is what it's come to with the Kansas City Chiefs. It doesn't matter who they beat. They're going to pick and choose why they don't think this team is good. "Oh, they beat Washington and the Raiders." Yeah, by a score of like 62-7 over the last 2 weeks or whatever it's been, you know, for this organization and how they're outscoring everybody. And then they beat Detroit 3 weeks ago. And so this is now what it's come to for the Chiefs. It is driving these analysts so nuts on the national level that they're just going to now pick and choose games. "Well, they lost to Philadelphia." Yeah, 8 weeks ago. You know, you're picking and choosing moments now to kind of fit your narrative. And when you host television shows, you get 30 seconds to make your point. You can have some really ignorant points in 30 seconds that sound good when you don't have your facts and when you lie. And that's what ESPN is doing, just making stuff up about the Chiefs to try to downgrade them right now because they know they're back and they own the league and the rest of the league is going, "Son of a, you know what?"
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's the game. How ignorant can you be? You've got 30 seconds.
Go.
Yeah, what's the worst?
The Chiefs only beat the, you know, Commodes and Raiders. Yeah, they beat the Lions 3 weeks ago, which I damn well know you have as a Super Bowl contender, Joe. Get bent.
There's an announcement yesterday in Kansas City as the World Cup Fan Fest has been announced. You gave it the comp, which I think is a good one. It's going to be the NFL draft, but on steroids.
Yeah, that's what I think it's going to be.
Which it should be. And and what I will tell people is, soccer fan, not soccer fan, if you're a Kansas City fan, go do this. Mm-hmm. Go take advantage of it. I don't know if it's what the price is of things.
Free.
Yeah, there you go. Free 99.
Yeah.
Just go experience it.
FanFest. Now, the tickets to get to game, you're on your own with that.
Yeah.
Don't call me.
Right. But like, if you want to go to the FanFest and kind of see how it is, this is, again, the World Cup.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Like, this isn't
the MLS Cup.
This is what they told us when Kansas City, shout out Kathy Nelson, when the World Cup announced they were going to come to Kansas City, the first thing that blew my mind was the stat that they said this is 8 Super Bowls for every city that hosts a major or anybody that hosts the World Cup games. It's 8 Super Bowls in one.
Mm-hmm.
We heard how people in New Orleans were talking about the money that was going to come in for the Super Bowl.
Right.
We've heard people talk about Miami when the Super Bowl's there. You were there. You're like, how could they get any more money than they already have? Well, throw a Super Bowl in there. Kansas City's getting a World Cup. That's going to be one hell of a time.
It is.
I mean, next June, we're going to be there before Mac had already mentioned. He goes, is time flying faster than you get? Absolutely, because more and more things fill your docket.
Mm-hmm.
When you're a kid, it's school bus, get off school bus, play with friends, dinner, bed. Now it's, okay, everything else. And you think about it, you're like, all right, we've got Buffalo this week. Then we have a bye. Then you have a wedding. Then you have another wedding. Then you have Thanksgiving. Then you have Christmas. Oh my God, New Year's Eve is here. And all of a sudden you're thinking,
You sound like me looking at the schedule, trying to find a free weekend in the next 2 months. There isn't one.
You're like, oh, and then you have baseball starts in spring. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, we're April. We're 2 months away. Or we're 1 month away from the World Cup coming to Kansas City.
Yeah, that's
where
true.
Everybody's locked in.
Yep.
So before it gets crazy and before you get to the situation of like, guys, I can't afford a ticket to the World Cup. Okay, Well, like my career, I knew I was going to play sports, but I want to put myself around the sport. I know I'm not going to be able to afford a World Cup ticket, but by God, you better believe I'll be at that World War I museum checking everything out.
Yeah, that fan fest is going to be what you saw for the draft times a million. And this is, it's going to be great. If you go to the World Cup website, you can check it out. And they've got a countdown to, you know, when it's coming here to Kansas City. We're 224 days away from the World Cup starting, right? And the fan fest site is great. Pam Kramer, who runs the committee and runs the World Cup thing for Kansas City, has done an unbelievable job with that. And I love the populist designed arch that everybody's going to walk through when you get there. It's going to be this huge red arch made out of, it looks like metal, whatever it is. And everybody's going to kind of walk through that. And it's just going to be, you know, fantastic. And you're going to be able to watch some of the games down there and be part of it. It's about being part of something. It's about being part of the community and having something in our town that we've never dreamed of having before. Mm-hmm. The Big 12 tournament used to be the biggest thing. Oh, we got the Big 12 and maybe an NCAA first round game. And now we're on the world stage. Now we have the World Cup. And Dusty's right. This is how you can be a part of it, because FanFest is free. And so you can go down there and be part of it, even if you can't get in to the games. And it's going to be a zoo. You know, we have a quarterfinal game here in Kansas City this year, right, or for the World Cup next year. So you're talking the best of the best are going to be coming into Kansas City, right? A quarterfinal match at Arrowhead, that is huge. And I can't imagine what this place is going to be like for that month of the World Cup. It's just going to be, it's going to be stunning. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be awesome. And I know when it's all said and done, I'm sure we'll have the news story. This business didn't make any money off the World Cup. That's your fault. I'm telling you this right now. If you own a bar or restaurant in Kansas City and you think just the World Cup being here is going to make your business thrive, you are sorely mistaken. You need specials. You need advertising. You need to let everybody know you're there. You need to give them a reason to come in, because I know some people after the draft, like, we didn't get any benefit. And people are like, well, what did you do to advertise? How did you tell people? Well, we just expected. No, you can't just expect. So if you're a local business, whether it's downtown, Northland, wherever the hell you are, and you think by just having a business, you're going to see an uptick from the World Cup. And then if it doesn't happen, you're going to blame the World Cup for not bringing it. That's on you. You got to worry about you and your business. And I'm telling business owners right now, Crossroads, Downtown, Plaza, you know, north of the river, North Kansas City, all those places that are going to be close to what we have when it comes to FanFest, you need to market yourself. You need to let World Cup fans know why they need to come to your place, not just because you have a bar and cold beer. You've got to give folks a reason to come in the door. And if you do that, then you will capitalize on what's going on with the World Cup. But I think we're all winners for this, man. I just think it's something that's going to be so special. It's once in a lifetime, and it's happening in our town, and you want to be part of that.
No doubt. Real or fake? We did it. We'll do it in 5 minutes. We'll get to that. But I want to do something that I've heard a couple of comparisons. Now, this topic here says Chiefs and Dodgers, right? Mm-hmm. So you heard someone say two teams we hate in America, the Chiefs and the Dodgers. Both won last night or Monday night as well. They're not the same, but they are. And what I mean by that is, yeah, you can take your angle on the reason why people hate them, right?
Because they win.
Yeah, but no. I think they hate the Dodgers because they spend and they win. Mm-hmm. Whereas the Chiefs football, you don't have that opportunity. But whereas the Chiefs and the Dodgers are similar, and I'm going to piggyback off what Colin Cowherd had to say about this as well, because he said both teams are in the upper echelon because of how they are led, right? Mahomes, Ohtani. It just so happens that Ohtani was bought, but Mahomes obviously drafted, traded up for. But it's the standard they play at, right? Like Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, Shohei Ohtani. There's nothing flashy about their game. There is literally nothing flashy about Ohtani. There's nothing flashy about, he's a robot. Like, watches at bat. He'll get up there every time. It's the same thing. You've seen guys mimic it at, like, washing machines and stuff like that when they're, like laundromats and stuff. They'll hold the, like, roll up, and it's always the same methodical thing with Shohei Ohtani. Not flashy, not real, you know, loud. And Mookie Betts, same way. Mookie Betts, probably the quietest superstar you've ever met or ever seen in your life. Right, at one point was the greatest baseball player in the league.
Yeah, Bobby Witt can make that case too for being a quiet superstar.
And that's another one there. It's like you just don't. There's nothing Bobby though flashy, right? Like there's the hair, there's the eye black, there's the plays at short. You know, you see Mookie make plays, you see Bobby. But anyways, and when you look at what the Dodgers and the Chiefs are, they're hated because they're consistently good as well. Mm-hmm. And you look at the Chiefs; they lose the first two games. They weren't even a playoff team until now, and everybody goes, this is the best team in football. Why? Because they're led with a quiet stick. Dave Roberts, he knows what his team is. He lets them do that thing. Andy Reid, he gets everybody under control, knows what he's going, and then goes and lets them lead. The Dodgers are great and hated because they're consistently great. The Chiefs are hated because they're consistently great, but they're all led by a superstar that gets the point. They want to win, they want to win now, and they want to win often. Mm-hmm. And if you want to hate that, that's fine. But that's just kind of the way it is when you look at these two teams. It's not that the Chiefs spend money. It's not that the Chiefs go out there and do all that, because you've said many times, the teams in the offseason that spend the most always lose the
most. They do, yeah.
And I think when you look at the Chiefs and you look at the Dodgers, it is that hatred, because who's always in the World Series? The Dodgers. Who's always in the Super Bowl? The Chiefs. And well, why is that? Because they're led the way they are.
Yeah, they've got great leadership in there, but they also do the things the right way, and they know what's important, right? We were talking about a Dodger swoon earlier in the baseball season.
Why don't the
season,
Mets go to the
right?
World Series?
Because their culture sucks.
Why don't the Yankees go to the World Series?
Their culture's not great right now. They don't have that leader out there, but they also don't know how to win, I think,
but
at certain
times.
But
they both spend money.
But they both spend money. Yeah, spending doesn't equate to winning, and people look at the Dodgers' payroll. The Dodgers spend everywhere. They're number one in international scouting. They're number one in development. They have scouts on the road. A lot of teams don't even do that anymore. Like, the Dodgers spend from top to bottom throughout their entire organization. Not every organization does all of that. And that's the thing about the Dodgers. We just see the major league payroll. You don't realize how much they're investing behind the scenes as well. But what I think is really important when you start to look at, you know, the Chiefs versus the Dodgers and all of this kind of stuff, they're championship teams that know how to win when it matters most. The Chiefs at the beginning part of the season, everybody's writing them off. Oh, no, the Chiefs are no good. It's effing September. Who cares? The Dodgers, June, July, August. Well, it's not the Dodgers of last year. Oh, you know what they do? When it's time to turn it on, they turn it on. And it goes back to that John Madden comment that we were playing earlier. Championship teams know how to win when it matters most. And that's where we sit with the Dodgers right now. They knew how to win when it mattered most. Do enough in the regular season, get into the playoffs, flip the switch when the playoffs get here. Same with the Chiefs. Do enough in the regular season. As I've been telling people for 8 years now, the regular season doesn't matter for the Kansas City Chiefs, because what matters is what you do in January and February. And getting to January and February is all that matters. And the Chiefs know how to do that. They know how to win enough games in the regular season, and then they know how to turn it on when it matters most. And that comes from experience, that comes from leadership, and that just comes from having great players, too. You know, we can say all we want about Andy Reid and Dave Roberts. At the end of the day, the players got to go out there and play, and both organizations just have great players.
And when do both teams get better?
When it matters.
Right. And not only that, but like late in the season when everybody goes, oh, yeah, the Mets, look what happened to the Mets at the end of the season. And that's the thing. It's like
the Mets at the end of the year. I mean, that tells you there's no organizational culture and no leadership. To have a collapse like that, I would have fired everybody.
And I think there's a couple of texts I want to get to, because somebody says from the 816, Dodgers are the best team because they pay for their team. All their stars are plucked from other franchises. LOL, don't compare them. Yeah, but I mean, the Mets paid for their players. The Yankees paid for their players. The Philadelphia Phillies paid for their players.
Everybody
pays for their players. They all do it. It's baseball. The Royals should be spending more. I'll go on a hill and die by myself and say that they should be looking at Tarek Skubal.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? Literally, he's getting bad offers from the team that he's been with, and maybe now there's the opportunity he might test free agency. Go get him, Sherman. Go spend the money, because I guarantee you put that ass on the mound, there will be 36 asses that'll sit and watch him pitch every single night he's at the K.
Yeah, but it's more than just spending on your major league
and
payroll.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, you can say that, you know, you hate the Dodgers because they spend more. Of course they do. But there are multiple teams that do that, and they just don't succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And the Dodgers do it consistently. And I won't listen to the argument, well, they paid the best players. No, they didn't. They got Ohtani. That's the best player we've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them. You know what they did? They made that money back in 1 year.
Yeah.
So the other thing I will say, too, that I think is interesting about the Chiefs and the Dodgers is that there's also something about those teams that change the way other teams do it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. And again, we're not having the discussion of paying players and drafted. Listen to the conversation, 620. Dodgers buy everyone. The Chiefs drafted everyone they have. Listen to the conversation. It's about the mentors that lead this team when they need to be led.
Right.
And that's what we're getting at. We're not getting at the fact that money bought these teams, because that's not the case. Here is the case. These teams get better when the times get brighter and they know when they need to step up. You look at Shohei Ohtani, the best player in baseball, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. What happens is he goes 0-for-20. And in the moment that he pitches, in the moment that he needs to be the biggest, he hits 3 home runs and 3 at-bats, strikes out 10.
Yep.
Right? We've seen guys get paid a ton of money that in that situation don't look great.
Don't show up.
And the other thing, too,
Clayton Kershaw is a prime example of that.
And how much of, when you look at this situation of could have buckled under pressure, where was Juan Soto? Where was Aaron Judge? Yep. Right? Where are all these players that get paid that money? It's about the message, and it's about the reputation that
it's
you gain.
It's about culture.
And that's the other thing, too. And you look at the Chiefs. We talk about them now. You look at Patrick Mahomes. You look at – and they paid him $500 million.
Yeah, it's not like Patrick's playing for free 6-2-0.
And, you know, they built chemistry. They built camaraderie around those teams. And you stare down the barrel of a 2-3 season after 5 weeks, and you've lost to the Chargers, you lost to Philadelphia, and you lost to Jacksonville. And you know what you did after that? You went on a run, not just a run, but you went on a point differential run because the team turned it on. The team kind of figured things out. So when you look at these teams, don't look at the money situation at why these teams are similar. Look at how they're led. Look at how they lead. And look at when they shine the brightest. And when those lights get bright, there's a reason why it doesn't matter if they lose a game against Buffalo in the regular season. What happens in the AFC Championship game? What happens to Mahomes' career? Every single time he's been in the league, he's gone to the AFC Championship game or the Super Bowl. So again, that's where I'm getting this at when it comes to these two teams. Not the money, not the stardom, but I mean, you do have the best defensive tackle, the best tight end, the best, you know, quarterback, maybe that the game's holding right now. Some people might say defensive tackle, pump the brakes. But again, think about what they're doing as a team. They win when they need to, they have leadership, and they have a coach. Aaron Boone hasn't led the Yankees to diddly squat.
No.
Dave Roberts, I could manage the Dodgers in the regular season, but when it comes to the postseason, I don't know, whatever he's doing, it's working because nobody could do it before, and now Dave Roberts doing it again. And I get it. They have a COVID ring, whatever you want to call that, but they went the World Series last year and won. They got a chance to win it again this year, and guess what? They ain't going anywhere anytime soon.
No, it is. It's all about the culture you create, and it's all about your stars being stars in the biggest moments. And when we look back, you know, let's take the first half of that Chiefs game for a second the other day, right? When they were tied 7-7 or whatever it was with Washington. Let's say the game ended right there and they lost that game. We would have gone back to Patrick Mahomes throwing two interceptions and Travis Kelce having one off his hands and going, the stars have to be. And where was Chris Jones, right? Chris Jones gets a pass in that game because, well, they destroyed Washington and there was really no need for Chris Jones to do anything in that game. But when your stars are stars, that's when you win. And what happened in the second half? Patrick Mahomes became Patrick Mahomes. Travis Kelce became Travis Kelce, and they went scorched earth on the offensive side of things. The stars became stars, and they won. And that's what's happening in LA. When teams lose in the postseason, do yourself a favor. Start checking back as to why. What did the stars do in that? What did Bobby Witt do against the Yankees? Nothing. Absolutely nothing in the postseason against the Yankees. Part of the reason why the Royals lost. It wasn't because of Edwin Nunez or whoever you want to blame out there that nobody's ever heard of before. It's when your stars aren't stars, you don't win. Look at last night. Otani wasn't great on the mound last night. He ended up taking the loss in that game
last
night.
But the Blue Jays paid came up.
Vladimir Guerrero was huge last night. Alejandro Kirk is becoming a household name now. Fat guys unite everywhere. We all love Alejandro Kirk. He's becoming a household name because he is a star in Major League Baseball. Just watch an NFL weekend this week and see the teams that win and the teams that lose. And then look at what the stars did. When the stars are stars and they play up to their level, 9 times out of 10, your team is going to win that game. And then when you have the culture that the Chiefs have and the culture that the Dodgers have and the culture that a lot of these teams have that are consistent winners, everybody kind of falls into line and adopts that culture. It's easy to do when you're winning, but the winning is the hardest thing. But once you start winning, everybody just kind of responds to that culture and does what they need to do. Because if Patrick Mahomes and Shohei Ohtani are doing this, I damn well better do this too.
The other thing you could take away is, and we'll move on, and we'll get to another topic because we're just not being clear apparently. Look at the wide receiver room for the Kansas City Chiefs. Brown, Rice, Worthy, Juju. Not one issue in that locker room. Look at the superstars for the Dodgers. Ohtani, Freeman, Betts, Muncy.
No issues. All those.
Everybody knows their role, and they perform their role well, and it works.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.